everyone, it's me, Namrata Nayak from India, would like to talk a few things about how do we handle negative thoughts and emotions. It is a fact that we have the most evolved neurological system. Compared to worm, insect, bird, animal, anybody. But we also have a psychological process. Whatever your psychological process, your thought and emotion is only happening because of certain amount of information that you gather, isn't it? You think she's a wonderful person, so certain kind of thought. You think she's not a nice, another kind of thought. You think this is somebody else. With all this information, whatever you have gathered, whether it's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. The type of information you have gathered determines the type of thought and type of emotion that you have, isn't it? This is one thing, if you teach human beings to understand your psychological is entirely your drama. Because it's got nothing to do with reality. Is it so? Your psychological drama has nothing to do with the reality here. 100 people can be sitting here and everybody in their own psychological space. And they are in 100 different worlds. They are not in this world. So I have an empty head, nothing. So I am in this world. So because I am only in this world, I am paying attention to everything. I have nothing going in my head if I sit in one place, you know. Once in a way, when I take a break for 5 days, if I close myself up, I don't have single thought in my mind. I don't read, I don't watch television, I don't write, I don't do anything. I don't even look out of the window, not a single thought on my mind. Because psychological process is just a small drama which has gotten magnified simply because you have gotten so identified with it. See, when you sit and meditate, your kidney is functioning, liver is functioning, heart is functioning, you have no issue, right? Only if your brain functions, you have a problem. Yes or no? Why is that? Because you are not so identified with your kidney function, but you are super identified with your thought process and emotion. Because you are so identified with it, you think it's your because of that. Now it has obliterated your experience of life. Tell me, 24 hours time, how many moments are there behind the thought you looked at something? For most people, there is not a single moment, or some people have few moments. I have just a few moments of thought. Rest of the time, I'm just like the sky, simply there, just life. Are you life? Tell me properly. Are you a really life? Yes, you are life, isn't it? Because I'm life, I have a body, I have a thought, I have an emotion, I have a home, I have a so and so and so many things. All accessories. But you are experiencing the accessories. Is there experience of life on a daily basis? You are misunderstanding your psychological drama as life, isn't it? Your psychological drama is your drama, maybe badly directed, but see, when it's badly directed, people suffer it. When it's well directed, so they enjoy it, isn't it? So your psychological drama is yours. You can play nothing wrong with it. It's like we start playing a game. We are on a tennis court, but somewhere else you sit on the bench. You enjoy it. You hit the balls. You enjoy it. After some time you keep it. The rocket down and go, isn't it? Right now, with this game, you are not able to stop. Your psychological process has become unstoppable. Right? It's simply on and on and on. For the simplest solution for this is don't try to stop. It's because you are not trying to stop kidneys and liver and heart and whatever else what's happening. You are all fine with that. Only with the brain function you have a problem. Because of the identification, you have a misunderstanding, you're thought to be you. Thank you.